was quite content with his beauty. Hey folks, welcome to the Lars Line Special 2. This is Ralph. You know me from the Dharma Lars. I'm here by myself. Ben is not here. He's somewhere working and making a living so that he can continue to make money and use that money to eat so that he can survive to record podcasts. So anyway, we are doing another Lars Listener Line, and this essentially is a way for us to catch up on all the calls that we've received in the past couple weeks without actually recording a whole show. The reason why we don't have a full show this week is because we have something big planned next week, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but after the show today, I am going to put in an audio clue that will let you know the theme of our big show next week. So, without further ado, let's get to advertisements. Head over to shopsamonate.com and pick yourself up a Dharmalar shirt. You can join the Dharmal Army over at our MySpace page, myspace.com/dharmalars. And if you send us a picture at dharmalars@gmail.com, we will post your pictures up on our MySpace page. Also, if you want to join in on our show via the listener line, give us a call at 206-338-4261. All right, guys, have a great week. Both Ben, Ryan, and I will be back next week. I'm hoping that maybe seeing how the girls at the Lost Initiative are back, maybe we can talk Jimmy into coming out of retirement and doing some Lost Score stuff, or just some Lost stuff in general, or whatever. Who knows? Anyway, guys, have a great week, and we will catch up with you later. DharmaLars.net.
Fuck, it's Brian from Ohio. I'm calling you from Oklahoma City. You guys really need to put out more shit. And this is your drunk dial. Alright, Brick Socks. I was going to do a opposite day in honor of your last podcast, but Brick Socks. 28 weeks or years or whatever the fuck, fucking awesome. And that's about it. Transformers is still cool. See ya.
Ben and Ralph,
what's going on?
Matastic here, and you'll notice I'm playing Michael McDonald in the background, because you guys jumped the gun, man. You had Sex Swing episode, or podcast, whatever you want to call it, October 25th. Before that was, you can't do that on a podcast, October 11th. That's 14 days. And then you come out with a new one 4 days after. You didn't give me a chance to reply. So, the reason I'm calling is Check Swing was unbelievable. I'm going to turn this down here real quick just so I can talk. I didn't know that there was any other people out there that love Michael McDonald. I'm excited. That's crazy. So thank you for most of my friends think I'm kind of a dumbass for liking Michael McDonald, but you guys played it all throughout your episode, so we're kindred spirits. That's about all I gotta say. Oh, also, I'm gonna turn the Michael McDonald back up here real quick. I bought two of your t-shirts, and I sent you a picture. I was really hoping that I was going to get the golden ticket. And as the t-shirts were on the way, I was dreaming about getting the golden ticket, and I was thinking, what would I stick in the queue? And I swear, this is like 2 months ago, so this is way before Check Swing. I was going to pick CQ as my movie, and you, well, it doesn't surprise me that you liked it. So maybe, you know, I'm not cooler than you, but that would have been my movie. And Michael McDonald would have been the music I would have offered. So I guess you already did my episode. Anyways. I just started listening to the Ghostly thing. Sounds like you guys had a good party. I'll call you next week, or in 4 days, or in 2 weeks, or whenever you decide to have another Lars podcast. Later.
Hello, Lars. My name is Tommy, with an IE at the end. Hash again. From the First Street Ale House. If you don't know me, you're about to know me right now. I have 4 things to say. 1, the University of California at Berkeley should never, ever be called Cal. Kind of elitist. Number 2.
What's your number 2?
My number 2 is fucked up teeth. Number 3.
What is your number 3?
I don't know what my number 3 is.
Lactating nipples.
No. Yeah, lactating nipples. I love breast milk, for sure. But, more importantly, I want to talk about... I lost it. What was...
Mold. You like mold. Mother!
No, I had them all lined up.
You can save this.
Save it. What's that talking about? Ben and Ralph, this is Tommy. Ash again. Again. I just want you to let you know we are at Nations and we have bomb-ass food. And I'm going to send you a picture message so you can see what you're missing. Late. Yo! Ben and Ralph, this is Tommy. Ash again. Again. I just want you to let you know we are at Nations and we have bomb-ass food. And I'm going to send you a picture message so you can see what you're missing. Late.
Yo! Poochie.
Darmalars, this is Don out of Houston, Texas. Just want to call in and say that you guys are the shit. Love your stuff. I can't wait for freaking February. It feels like forever. And was wondering what's going on. Maybe my iTunes is whacked, but it seems like it is. I'm trying to download some of your podcasts, and it's not going. I mean, it shows the episode, it shows it, and then I'll highlight it to, it says get all, and it'll go for like 2 seconds and then stop. So talk to me. Do you guys have any ideas on what's up with that? I'm having to go onto your actual website and download it off of your website. That's about it. Anyway, well, bug it. I'll talk to you guys later. Late. Hey guys, this is Don from Houston. I had a question. What do you think the writer strike, how is it going to affect our favorite TV show, Lost? And if you guys have any insight or have heard anything, can you please post this on your next podcast or on your website, on MySpace or your actual website? All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And that's about it. Take care.
Hello, about the Finn. This is Dre calling out of LA. Fresh off my vacation, I'm back to the grind, the crazy job. Not that you guys care or anything, you know. But I enjoy my vacation. Picked it up in the where nothing happens in Lancaster for quite a bit. Over 3 weeks of a fun time. So hopefully you guys out there, Larland, get a vacation or so. I'll boom around the holiday things and all that there. I guess we'll call it and talk about, I haven't seen any of the movies in sick of you. I went to the movies, actually, the only other thing is the Strider thing. Now, I know it's a little crazy. The writers, you know, to my understanding, basically gave in the 80s and now they want to, they want more money. I mean, it's only right. They're writing the shows and everything. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Everybody's on the writer's side right now, you know? So the damn thing is, what's going to happen now that we know that if they don't come to some type of agreement in, another month and a half or whatever, shows already like Heroes are going to stop, it actually reshot their, what's going to basically be their season finale. And, and find out what the hell is going on. And then Lost supposed to be like in 2009? What the hell? What the hell? You know what I'm saying? Jesus. What's going to happen? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? The only show that I want to watch that has anything, if you want to throw that reality TV to it, is American Gladiators, because the hoaxer is going to be in there, brother. But other than that, I don't want to see none of that bullshit on my TV. So I don't know what we gotta do. I don't know if we should send peanuts like they did with Jericho. Or we should everybody needs to just get like some rock salt and just lay it in the street. I don't know what the hell we gotta do. But we need to do something, because damn it, we need our TV. What they want us to do, what they expect us to do, read? Yeah. All right. Speaking of reading, I might end up buying, Chris Jericho's book, catching up. I ain't read a good book in about a year. So, I don't know what the hell. But we're on the writer's side. The damn thing is, when all your shows start getting canceled and nothing's coming on and all this shit, don't start turning against the writers. That's what they're waiting for you to do, is drag the writers' ass over the coals, and so they could be bitch slapped for another 16 years or whatever ridiculous amount of time they're going to put on the contract. You know what I'm saying? Just give it up. Give us some money and all that jazz, and that's going to be that. Okay? That's all I got, Lars. That's about it. I guess I rambled about one stuff, but I don't really have too much to go on. Oh, video games. So, like, Guitar Hero, you guys already said you got the joints for the for the Wii and all that. I still can't find the damn Wii. I want Mario. I guess, yeah, I talked the damn thing to death. But just to finish my thought, you know what I'm saying? With the Wii's and the Mii's and all that stuff, I want to make a damn Wii. I would, like I said, I wanted to get Mario Galaxy. Oh, this is Dre from L.A. The whole thing. All right, so I want, you know what I'm saying, the Mario Galaxy joint and all that. And, you know, but other than that, I mean, really, what is there out there for the Wii? I think you guys need to, want to have a little video game segment. Maybe, you know, cut just a couple of minutes. Let everybody know out there what you got on your Wii. Give us the updates on your Miis and all that there. My Guitar Hero, I'm going to go trade that jazz. First time me playing a Guitar Hero, I wanted Part 2, but I figured I waited until Rock Band. I didn't know I'd be waiting the whole fucking year. Got Part 3 because I thought I would be able to use the damn guitar with Rock Band, so I didn't have to buy an extra guitar. But you know how that shit goes. So now I just bought the Guitar Hero, which they upped the difficulty for no damn reason, as everybody's telling me, and the damn controller don't respond as well as it should. So I don't know if they're doing a fucking callback or what, but it's all, everything is crazy. I got it for the 360. But I'm going to trade that sumbitch in to get it for the, get my Rock Band, you know what I'm saying, where I can download a whole fucking CD and shit to play that shit, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot better tracks, original tracks, no cover shit on Rock Band. Plus you get to play it guitar, bass, you know, why am I doing a fucking advertisement sound like? Well, you just, you know, the guitar, bass, drums, all that jazz, whatever. But it costs like $170. So go figure. But you're getting all this shit and, you know, the habit. So I don't know if they're going to have it for the Wii. If they do, and I get a Wii, then I will gladly challenge you to Rock Band on a Tuesday and all this other jazz. All right, guys, that's about it. I'll talk to you to get off of work. Yeah. All right. Peace.
Hey, Don Lars, this is Desiree from Pensacola. I miss Lost, don't you? Bye.